The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1942, the first man-made nuclear reactor was fired up, starting the first self-sustaining nuclear reaction. CP-1, the codename for Chicago Pile 1, was an unshielded reactor built below an unused football field in Chicago. If the test had been anything but successful and controlled, the results could have been deadly for anyone living nearby. The reactor was shut down again after its test run. In 1974, Pioneer 11 got a close-up look at Jupiter, really close-up. Using the giant planet's gravity to give it a solid kick towards Saturn, Pioneer got as close as 27,000 miles from Jupiter's cloud tops, and its onboard computer kicked up error messages aplenty as it dived deep through Jupiter's magnetic field, which is strong enough to fry electronics in their own fat. Pioneer 11 would have to wait until 1979 to become the first spacecraft to see Saturn. Did you know that there have been more shuttle launches on December 2nd than any other day of the year?
6, we have main engine start, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition and liftoff. Atlantis begins another space voyage as it clears the...
In 1988, Space Shuttle Atlantis lifted off on a four-day mission to deploy a classified payload for the Department of Defense. But it returned as damaged goods, having lost 700 heat shield tiles when one of its solid rocket boosters lost part of its nose cone. Most of the tiles came off of the right side of Atlantis, as well as its wing, leaving it wide open to the fate that awaited Columbia in 2003. Atlantis was the most damaged space shuttle ever to return from orbit intact. The ground controllers were in the dark because a scrambled slow scan video system was in use due to the classified nature of the flight, and its low resolution didn't give an accurate picture of the tile loss. When Atlantis returned, it was found that tiles had also been damaged, or in one case, completely destroyed on her underside. And this was only the second flight after the Challenger disaster. Columbia lifted off in 1990 with the Astro 1 X-ray telescope mounted in its cargo bay. It spent a week being a manned space telescope.
Liftoff of the space shuttle Columbia and Astro 1 for an insight into the lifestyle of the galaxy.
Roll program.
Roger, roll, Columbia.
This was the final flight for Mission Commander Vance Brand, who had also flown the Apollo-Soyuz mission in 1975. In 1992, it was Discovery's turn for a December 2nd launch with yet another classified payload aboard.
And liftoff. Liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery on a seven-day mission for the Department of Defense.
Houston is now patrolling. Discovery is maneuvering onto course.
And in 1993, Space Shuttle Endeavour lifted off on one of the most important missions of the shuttle program, the mission that corrected the Hubble Space Telescope's eyesight.
1-2-0. And we have liftoff. Liftoff of the Space Shuttle Endeavour on an ambitious mission to service the Hubble Space Telescope.
Actor Ray Walston was born on this day in 1914. Marty Feldman died on this day in 1982, while on location in Mexico City filming the movie Yellowbeard. And in 2009, Alan Parsons Project songwriter and lead singer Eric Wolfson died. In In 1981, having watched Activision start making games and money, a Dallas businessman incorporated a new video game company, Games by Apollo. And then he started looking for a programmer to create games for the company. Games by Apollo was in business for about a year, producing far too many copies of each of its games before it went under. You can read about these events and many more on TheLogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The two DVD set, Phosphor Dot Fossils, offering a six-hour tour through an audio-visual timeline of the early history of video games, is now available at a special price. And you can pick up our other original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, anytime in TheLogbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
The escape pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.
If all goes well, Pioneer 11 will reach the ringed planet late in 1979. And if it returns pictures, we will know much more about those glittering and mysterious rings.